जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यामुनतीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे, प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद, जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमच्छिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमच्छिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नानाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की, श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की, श्री पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई की, यमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी की, श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की, समवेत भक्त वृंद की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी, All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So thank you, dear devotees, for kindly assembling here today. Since Gaur Purnima is approaching, so I was asked to speak something from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I have selected this verse, which is Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 4. This is a Mangalacharan verse. And I will try to sing this verse. This verse is in a different meter, Prithvi. So I will try to sing this verse. Kindly repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. अनर्पितचरिं चिरात् करुणयावतीर्णः कलौ अनर्पितचरिं चिरात् करुणयावतीर्णः कलौ समर्पयितुमुन्नतोज्ज्वलरसां स्वभक्तिश्रियम् हरिपुरटसुन्दरद्युतिकदम्बसन्दीपिता सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरतु वशचिरंदन वर्ड फॉर वर्ड अनर्पित नॉट बेस्ट आउट चरीम हैविंग बीन फॉर्मरली चिरात फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम करुणया बाय कॉजलेस मर्सी अवतीर्णः डिसेंडेड कलौ इन द एज ऑफ कली समर्पयितुम टू बेस्टाव उन्नत एलिवेटेड उज्ज्वल रसाम द कॉन्जुगल मेलोस स्वभक्ति ऑफ हिज ओन सर्विस श्रियम द ट्रेजर Harihi, the Supreme Lord. Purata, than gold. Sundara, more beautiful. Dyuti, of splendor. Kadamba, with a multitude. Sandipita, lighted up. Sada, always. Radaya Kandare, in the cavity of the heart. Puratu, let him be manifest. Vaha, your Shachi Nandanaha, the son of Mother Shachi. Translation by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. That is the sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. मुकम करोति वाचालम पंगुम लंगयते गिरिम यत कृपाम तमहम वंदे श्री गुरुम दीनतारणम सो दिस इज वन ऑफ द मंगलाचरण वर्सेस एट द कमेंसमेंट ऑफ श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मंगलाचरण इज ऑफ थ्री टाइप्स आशीर्वादात्मक नमस्क्रियात्मक एंड वस्तु निर्देशात्मक दिस इज specified by Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Mangalacharan is of three types. Ashirvadatmak. Ashirvadatmak means where the कंपोजर ऑफ द वर्स इज ऑफरिंग सम बेनिडिक्शन टू द रीडर्स ऑफ द वर्स. नमस् क्रियात्मक वेर इन द कंपोजर ऑफ द वर्स इज ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस टू सम डीटी. एंड वस्तु निर्देशात्मक वेर इन द कंपोजर इज टेलिंग अस वॉट इज द पर्पज ऑफ द कंपोजिशन. दीज आर द थ्री टाइप्स. अमॉन्ग्स दीज थ्री टाइप्स दिस पर्टिक्युलर वर्स इज आशीर्वादात्मक. आशीर्वादात्मक मीन्स इट इज ऑफरिंग बेनेडिक्शन टू ऑल दोज डिवोटीज हु आर रीडिंग द वर्स बिकॉज द फाइनल लाइन सेज सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरतु वह शची नंदन. मे द सन ऑफ शची ऑलवेज रिसाइड विद इन द डीपेस्ट कोर ऑफ ऑल ऑफ योर हार्ट्स. सो ऑल ऑफ योर हार्ट्स मीन्स ऑल ऑफ हूज हार्ट्स. ऑल ऑफ द रीडर्स हार्ट्स विच बेसिकली मीन्स दैट द ऑथर ऑफ द वर्स विच इज ओरिजिनली इट इज श्रील रूप गोस्वामी हु हैज़ रिटन दिस कंपोज दिस वर्स बट इट हैज़ बीन टेकन इन टू श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत बाय श्रील कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी. सो श्रील कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी इज ऑफरिंग बेनेडिक्शन टू ऑल द रीडर्स. वॉट इज ही सेइंग वॉट इज द बेनेडिक्शन दैट ही इज ऑफरिंग. सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरतु वह शची नंदन. नाउ हृदय कंदरे, हृदय मीन्स हार्ट. एंड वॉट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ कंदर? कंदर इन द वर्ड फॉर वर्ड प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेट्स कंदर एज कैविटी. एंड इन द ट्रांसलेशन प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेट्स इट एज चेम्बर. सो इन द वर्ड फॉर वर्ड इट इज कैविटी एंड इन द ट्रांसलेशन इट हैज कम आउट एज चेम्बर. सो वॉट इज एग्जैक्टली कंदर? दिस वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड. ट्रेडिशनली फ्रॉम अ संस्कृत पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू कंदर मीन्स अ केव. सम ऑफ अस माइट हैव हर्ड द वर्स ग्लोरिफाइंग गोवर्धन हंताय मद्री रबला हरिदास वर्य. सो कंदर कंद मूल देर इज अ टर्म इन दैट कंदर. सो कंदर बेसिकली मीन्स इट इज अ केव. सो इन द केव ऑफ योर हार्ट्स मे लॉर्ड शचीनंदन ऑलवेज रिसाइड. सो देर इज अ हिडन इंडिकेशन हियर. वॉट इज द इंडिकेशन? द इंडिकेशन इज दैट इन साइड अ केव देर इज ओनली वन एनिमल विच स्टेज दैट इज द लायन विच इज द किंग ऑफ द जंगल. लायन इट इज ओनली लायन. सो शची नंदन हु इज लाइक अ लायन गोल्डन लाइक अ लायन लेट हिम स्टे विद इन द केव ऑफ योर हार्ट बिकॉज वंस अ लायन स्टेज इन अ केव देन नो अदर एनिमल कैन स्टे. दैट इज द पॉइंट. वंस अ लायन स्टेज देन ऑल अदर लेसर एनिमल्स ऑटोमेटिकली रन अवे फ्रॉम द केव. सिमिलरली वंस श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज प्रेजेंट इन द केव ऑफ द हार्ट देन काम क्रोध लोभ मोह मद मात्सर्य इत्यादि ऑल अदर एलिफेंट्स विल ऑटोमेटिकली रन अवे फ्रॉम दैट केव. वेरी सिंपल इंडिकेशन गिवन इन द वर्स. अच्छा, हु इज दिस चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड वाई हैज ही कम हियर इन द केव ऑफ आवर हार्ट? वेरी सिंपल एक्सप्लेनेशन. अनर्पित चरीम चिरात. चिरात फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम अनर्पित चरीम. देर वॉज समथिंग विच वॉज नॉट ऑफर्ड सिंस अ लॉन्ग टाइम. सिंस अ लॉन्ग टाइम मीन्स सिंस वॉट टाइम? सिंस द प्रीवियस कल्प प्रीवियस कलियुग इन विच ही अपियर्ड सिंस दैट टाइम इट वॉज नॉट ऑफर्ड. अच्छा, कृष्णा डिड नॉट ऑफर दिस इन द्वापर युग? नो नो, कृष्णा हैज नॉट ऑफर्ड दिस उज्ज्वल रस इन द्वापर युग. कृष्णा ओनली रिलीज्ड दिस रस विथ हिज इटर्नली परफेक्ट डिवोटीज. दैट इज वॉट कृष्णा डिड इन द्वापर युग. बट टू ऑफर इट टू अ पर्सन हु इज कंडीशनड दैट कृष्णा हैज नॉट डन इन द्वापर युग. दैट इज हैपनिंग ओनली इन विच युग? द कलयुग. एंड हु इज द पर्सनैलिटी हु इज ऑफरिंग इट? चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज ऑफरिंग इट. ओके, सो ही इज प्रैक्टिकल टीचर of how to receive pure love of Godhead. Anarpita charim chirat. For a long time this was not offered even by Krishna. Acha, karunaya avatirnaha. So that Krishna again appeared karunaya out of his mercy. When did he appear? Kalau. He appeared in which age? Kali Yuga. Acha, samarpayitum in order to offer unnata ujvala rasa. Unnata ujvala rasa. Ujvala rasa means that golden rasa, the highest of all rasa, which is Madhurya rasa. automatically means that all other rasas are included within it. So Madhurya Ras is the highest point of all other rasas, because Madhurya Ras also has all the sentiments which can be potentially involved in other rasas. So once Madhurya Ras is offered, once the highest fruit from the tallest tree is offered, all other fruits are automatically included in that. Unnata Ujvala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam. And actually it is the good fortune of his own bhakti. What he has to offer is Shriyam. Shriyam is the good fortune. Of what? Swabhakti. Of his own bhakti. Of his own bhakti means of Krishna bhakti, because he is Krishna himself. Acha, that he specifies Harihi. Actually he is whom? He is Harihi. One meaning of Hari is Krishna. Another meaning of Hari is lion, because we say Narahari. I hope you are able to understand. Huh? In Narahari, Nara stands for man and Hari stands for what? Lion. So I told you that cave, inside the cave there is Hari. Okay. Harihi Purata Sundara. He is Puratatapi Sundara. He is more beautiful than molten gold. Purat is molten gold. Dyuti Kadamba. And his body has that luster of that gold. Sandipitaha is, it is immensely effulgent with such golden radiance. And final line says, Sada Hridaya Kandare Sphuratu Vah Shachinandana. May this golden lion named Sri Shachinandan may always be present within the cave of all of your hearts. Because once this lion named Shachinandan, Narahari, Shachinandan is present in our heart, all other smaller animals will automatically be driven away. This is a very simple message given behind this verse. Ashirvadatmak Mangalacharan has been offered by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Now one question is there. Anarpita Charim Chirat. For long time this was not offered. What was not offered? His own bhakti is not offered since a long time. Since the previous Kali Yuga in which he appeared, he has not offered this bhakti. Oh, Krishna has given big instructions. Man Manabhav, Mad Bhakto, Mad Yaji, Mam Namaskuru. That's okay, but who is the example for all of your instructions? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you should not fall victim to kama, krodha and lobha. You see, big teachings are given. And if Krishna is asked a question, but in Damodar Leela you exhibited krodha. And who broke the butter pot at that point? You exhibited krodha at that point. So Krishna Acharya is he who teaches by example. So we want one practical example of all of your teachings in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, are you fitting the criteria? Krishna says, I am not fitting the criteria. Why? Because I am not my own devotee. How can I become my own devotee? So I can't fit the criteria of my own devotee. So I need to appear again in Kali Yuga. Now dear devotees, this is one very important thing, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given such bhakti in Kali Yuga which nobody else has offered before. And today I want to speak about this in some detail. Let's take the very definition of bhakti. I want to ask all of you that you have to quote for me any verse previous to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not written by Goswami, is not any verse previous to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which defines bhakti, okay, which gives the exact definition of bhakti. Now some of you may say man manabhav mad bhakto or something like something from Bhagavad Gita, but that verse does not say this is bhakti. Iti bhakti ruchyate. It doesn't say this. I want one shloka, one verse from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam which says that this is bhakti. Okay. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmala. Rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Very nice. Prabhuji has given one nice verse. Anybody else? Huh? Sarvai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti raj. That verse is defining para dharma. That verse is not saying this is bhakti. That verse is describing what? What is para dharma? By which bhakti is executed? And then what is the nature of that bhakti? Two characteristics are given. Ahaituki and apratihata. Very nice. Nice definitions. So Prabhuji's definition I accept because it is from Narad Pancharatra. And सर्वोपाधि विनिर्मुक्तम तत्परत्वेन निर्मलम ऋषिकेण ऋषिकेश सेवनम भक्ति उच्यते। प्रभु आई वॉन्ट टू आस्क वन क्वेश्चन टू इन दिस डेफिनेशन एंड थ्रू यू आई वॉन्ट टू आस्क एवरीबडी। ऋषिकेण कस्य सेवनम? ऋषिकेश सेवनम। ओके, इफ ऋषिकेण ऋषिकेश सेवनम भक्ति विच मीन्स सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड इज भक्ति, देन सर्विस ऑफ डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड इट इज भक्ति और इट इज नॉट भक्ति? सो सर्विस ऑफ गुरु शु इज भक्ति, बट इज दैट डेफिनेशन, इट इज इट इंक्लूडेड इन दैट डेफिनेशन? ओ वेरी नाइस, यू हैव टू स्ट्रेच द डेफिनेशन लिटिल बिट, आई होप यू। हाँ, सो वी वॉन्ट वन 360 डिग्री डेफिनेशन ऑफ भक्ति विच कवर्स ऑल एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ भक्ति, आई होप यू आर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड। हाँ, सो लेट्स बिगिन विद द डेफिनेशन। वॉट चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज टू ऑफर इज उन्नत उज्ज्वल रस, दैट इज द लास्ट मतलब हाइएस्ट लिमिट। लेट्स बिगिन विद द वेरी बेसिक्स की फर्स्ट लेट्स डिफाइन भक्ति इन भगवद्गीता और श्रीमद भागवतम। एनी वर्स विच सेज दिस दिस एंड दिस भक्तिर उच्यते, एनीबडी कैन टेल मी? फॉर एग्जाम्पल इन भगवद्गीता कृष्ण से समत्वम योग उच्यते, एवरीबडी हैज हर्ड दिस थिंग, समत्वम योग उच्यते। दिस इज क्लियर डेफिनेशन ऑफ वॉट इज योग। हाँ, सो योगस्थ कुरु कर्माणी। हाँ, सो दिस इज क्लियर डेफिनेशन दैट दिस इज योग उच्यते, बाय उच्यते इट इज डिफाइंड। आई वॉन्ट सम प्लेस इन श्रीमद भागवतम और भगवद्गीता वेर इट इज सेड भक्तिर उच्यते। भक्त्या तु ओके, बट दैट इज एक्सप्रेसिंग पॉसिबिलिटी शक्या। मनोगतिर अविच्छिन्ना, दैट इज डिफाइनिंग व्हाट इज समाधि। समाधि मीन्स वंस अ डिवोटी इज फिक्स्ड इन मी हिज माइंड फ्लोज टुवर्ड्स मी एग्जैक्टली लाइक गंगा फ्लोज टुवर्ड्स द ओशन, दैट इज कपिल मुनि इज गिविंग दिस डेफिनेशन, दैट इज डेफिनेशन ऑफ समाधि। दैट इज वन स्टेज ऑफ भक्ति। आई वॉन्ट सम बेसिक डेफिनेशन ऑफ भक्ति। हाँ ओके, ओके, बट वेर इज इट सेड कि दिस भक्ति रुच्यते? सो आई देयरफॉर सी व्हाट प्रभुजी सेड, रूप गोस्वामी गेव अ डेफिनेशन फ्रॉम नारद पंचरात्र। हाँ, सर्वोपाधि विनिर्मुक्तम तत्परत्वेन ऋषिकेन ऋषिकेश सेवनम भक्तिर उच्यते। दैट इज द रीजन व्हाई ही इंक्लूडेड दिस वर्स, बिकॉज दिस इज व्हाट ही वांटेड टू क्लियरली स्पेसिफाई। हाउ डू वी डिफाइन भक्ति? ओके, प्रीवियसली देर आर मेनी डेफिनेशंस ऑफ भक्ति। आई विल गिव यू वन लिटरेचर, ऑल ऑफ अस हैव हर्ड अबाउट नारद भक्ति सूत्र। ओके, इन नारद भक्ति सूत्र आई विल रिपीट सम सूत्र, प्लीज हियर दो सूत्रज एंड रिपीट आफ्टर मी। लेट सी वॉट हाउ नारद मुनि इज डिफाइनिंग भक्ति। तल्लक्षणानि वाच्यन्ते नाना मत भेदात्। दिस इज सूत्र 15 ऑफ नारद भक्ति सूत्र। इस तल लक्षणानि वाच्यन्ते, नाउ कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ भक्ति आर डिस्क्राइब्ड, मीन्स इज डिफाइनिंग भक्ति बाय इट्स कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स। अच्छा, हाउ मेनी कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स? इसे नाना मतभेदात, यहाँ सब मतभेद हो गया है यहाँ पे, मीन्स देर इज वेरियस डिफरेंसेज ऑफ ओपिनियंस हैव अराइज्ड हियर। अच्छा ओके, दिस इज सूत्र 15। सूत्र 16 ही सेज पूजादिषु अनुरागः इति पाराशर्यः। पाराशर्य, सन ऑफ पराशर, हु इज सन ऑफ पराशर? ही सेज ही इज डिफाइनिंग भक्ति। व्हाट इज भक्ति? पूजा आदिशु अनुरागः, एक्सट्रीम अटैचमेंट टू पूजा एक्सेट्रा ऑफ हुम? ऑफ कृष्णा। आई होप यू आर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड। हाँ, एक्सट्रीम अटैचमेंट टू वर्शिप एक्सेट्रा ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज डिफाइंड एज भक्ति। बाय हुम? व्यासदेव। ऑलराइट, सो इन दिस डेफिनेशन सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड इज देयर। क्वेश्चन अराइजेस, व्हाट अबाउट सर्विस ऑफ गुरु? बिकॉज इफ वी टेक द एग्जैक्ट स्ट्रिक्ट डेफिनेशन, देन सर्विस ऑफ गुरु बिकम्स एक्सक्लूडेड फ्रॉम दिस डेफिनेशन। आई होप यू आर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड, इफ वी टेक द लिटरल मीनिंग ऑफ द डेफिनेशन। ओके, देयरफॉर अनदर डेफिनेशन, नेक्स्ट वर्स, कथादिषु इति गर्गः। नाउ गर्ग मुनि सेज व्हाट इज द सेकेंड डेफिनेशन? कथा एक्सेट्रा, अटैचमेंट टू कथा। अनुराग इज टेकन फ्रॉम प्रीवियस सूत्र, कथादिषु अनुराग इति गर्ग। सो अटैचमेंट टू कथा एक्सेट्रा ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज भक्ति। दिस इज हुज ओपिनियन? गर्ग। ऑल राइट, नेक्स्ट, आत्मरति अविरोधेन इति शांडिल्यः। नाउ शांडिल्य सेज आत्मरति, आत्मा मीन्स परमात्मा, टू टेक प्लेजर इन द परमात्मा, टू टेक प्लेजर इन मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द सुपर सोल इन द हार्ट अविरोधेन विदाउट एनी इंटरप्शन, दिस इज भक्ति डिफाइंड बाय होम शांडिल्य. अच्छा, वेरी नाइस. देन फाइनली कम्स नारद मुनि इन सूत्र 18. नारदस्तु तद अर्पित अखिलाचारता तद विस्मरणे परम व्याकुलता इति. नारदस्तु इन हिंदी बोलेंगे नारद तो ये कहते हैं, मीन्स नारद इज नाउ गिविंग हिज ओपिनियन. नारद तू, नारद सेज हाउएवर व्हाट इज भक्ति. तद अर्पित अखिल आचारता इन ऑफरिंग ऑल ऑफ वंस एक्टिविटीज अनटू द लॉर्ड. एंड तद विस्मरणे परम व्याकुलता एंड टू एक्सपीरियंस एक्सट्रीम डिस्ट्रेस इन फॉरगेटफुलनेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड. दिस इज नारद मुनिस डेफिनेशन ऑफ भक्ति. इज दिस डेफिनेशन रिलेटेड टू द लॉर्ड और टू द डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड? टू द लॉर्ड इट इज. नाउ इफ नारद मुनि इज आस्ड हाउ मेन यू हैव गिवन ऑल दीज ओपिनियंस, वॉट इज द एक्चुअल डेफिनेशन ऑफ भक्ति? सो नेक्स्ट सूत्र नारद मुनि सेज अस्ति एवम एवम, ऑल ऑफ देम आर करेक्ट. भक्ति इज डिफाइंड करेक्टली इन ऑल ऑफ दिस वेज. सो नाउ वॉट इज हैपनिंग इज आई हैव टू टेक अ पैच वर्क ऑफ फोर और फाइव डेफिनेशंस एंड इफ समबडी आस्क मी वॉट इज भक्ति देन आई से व्यासदेव सेज दिस, गर्ग सेज दिस, शांडिल्य सेज दिस, नारद हाउएवर सेज दिस, एंड ऑल ऑफ दिस आर करेक्ट. सो डियर डिवोटीज, डू वी वॉन्ट अ पैच वर्क ऑफ ऑल डेफिनेशंस और शुड वी हैव वन डेफिनेशन विच इज 360 degree डेफिनेशन? हाउ मेनी डेफिनेशन शुड वी हैव? One definition. This definition is desired by all of us. So, dear devotees, for this reason, Srila Rupa Goswami composed this verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is the definition which I say is the 360-degree all-encompassing definition of bhakti. Because if you apply, if you see all the previous definitions of bhakti, they are applicable in case of the Lord. But I asked, what about service of devotees of the Lord? For example, if I render service to a particular devotee, Prabhuji, your name? Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu. He is my friend. If Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu says, please, I need some water, Hari Parshadash, and Hari Parshadash brings some water for him, is it counted as bhakti or not bhakti? But then, according to all definition, it is all in relation to Hari. मतलब मैं और हरि बीच में और तीसरा कोई नहीं, आप समझ रहे? दैट इज ओनली ऑल द डेफिनेशंस ऑफ भक्ति आर इन डायरेक्ट रिलेशन टू लॉर्ड हरि. सो आई वांट सम डेफिनेशन विच विल कवर ऑल एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ भक्ति, नो एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ भक्ति विल बी लेफ्ट आउट. ओके, अच्छा, अनदर थिंग, इन ऑल द डेफिनेशंस वी हैव सीन सम एक्टिविटीज आर पूजा आदि, कथा आदि, यू नो. वॉट अबाउट वेयरिंग माला? इज वेयरिंग माला ऑल्सो भक्ति और नॉट भक्ति? इट इज भक्ति. ओके, is walking for the Lord, walking to the temple of the Lord, is it bhakti or not bhakti? It is also bhakti. Abhi, all these activities, how can we cover in one definition? So for this reason, we have to see what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to offer. Anarpita charim chirat, jo pehle kabhi nahi diya gaya. For long time, it has not been offered. So first thing, let's begin with what has not been offered since long time is a proper 360-degree definition of bhakti. वो उज्ज्वल रस विल कम लेटर, बट फर्स्ट लेट स्टार्ट विद द डेफिनेशन ऑफ भक्ति ना. सो वी ऑल नो दिस डेफिनेशन ऑफ भक्ति विच इज देयर इन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु. ऑल ऑफ अस शुड मेमोराइज दिस वर्स. लेट सिंग दिस वर्स टुगेदर. भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु 1.1.11, इजी टू रिमेंबर. 1.1.11. ओके, प्लीज रिपीट अलॉन्ग विथ मी. अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्माद्यनावृतम आनुकूल्येन कृष्णानु शीलनम भक्तिर उत्तमा, शीलनम भक्तिर उत्तमा. अच्छा, थ्री कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स आर गिवन एंड देन आफ्टर दोज थ्री कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स द टर्म टू बी डिफाइंड इज गिवन. फर्स्ट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम. सेकेंड कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ज्ञान कर्मादि अनावृतम. थर्ड कैरेक्टरिस्टिक आनुकूल्येन कृष्णानुशीलनम. वॉट रिमेन्स इज द टर्म टू बी डिफाइंड? वॉट रिमेन्स? भक्तिर उत्तमा. अच्छा, रूप गोस्वामी इज मेकिंग वन डिक्लेरेशन. आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू डिफाइन ओनली भक्ति, आई एम गोइंग टू डिफाइन उत्तमा भक्ति. विच भक्ति आई एम गोइंग टू डिफाइन? उत्तमा भक्ति. अच्छा, वाई उत्तमा भक्ति? सी, फर्स्ट एंड फॉरमोस्ट, भक्ति इज अ लेडी, स्त्री. So she is not Uttama. She is Uttama. In Sanskrit, names of all the ladies end with A, E, U. So therefore, it is not Uttama Bhakti. It is which Bhakti? Uttama Bhakti. See the names of all the Matajis that have been given in ISKCON. No name ends with A. They end with A, E, or U. All right? A is reserved only for the gentlemen. Okay? So, Uttama Bhakti. Henceforth, we will call it as which Bhakti? Uttama Bhakti. But Bhakti is three. We give Uttama Bhakti. One thing we have to note. Rupa Goswami is saying, I am not going to define any other bhakti, but only one bhakti, Uttama Bhakti. Henceforth, Uttama Bhakti Adhikar is starting. From this verse till the end of Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, there is Adhikar of which bhakti? Uttama Bhakti. For example, if I write a manual of traffic laws and if I say, now traffic laws are beginning. So this sutra, its influence is till the end of the book. I hope you are able to understand. It is called Adhikar Sutra. Which sutra it is called? Adhikar Sutra. So this is the Adhikar Sutra of Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu. Now which bhakti is being defined? Uttama Bhakti. Now it will exert its Adhikar till the end of Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu. Which means whatever we read in Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu is pertaining to only one type of bhakti, and that is Uttama Bhakti. No Madhyama Bhakti, no Kanishtha Bhakti. Only Uttama Bhakti will be defined here. Achha. If Rupa Goswami is asked why Uttama Bhakti, why not other Bhakti you will define? Kapil Muni in third canto is on, lengthy list of Bhakti. Why don't you define that Bhakti? You could have taken the same route as Kapil Muni. Why don't you, Bhakti in Rajogun, Bhakti in Tamogun. Why have you not defined in that way? So, Rupa Goswami asked very simple question. For example, Prabhu, I forgot your name. Nitai Chaitanya. Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu says, Hari Parshad Das, get me a glass of water. Same question. So should I come in front of him with four glasses of water? Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu, this is fully impure water. Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu, this is half impure water. Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu, this is almost pure water. And Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu, this is fully pure water. Should I come in front of him with four glasses or one glass? Are why not? He is asking me for water and I am saying I will give you only which water? Pure water. Why? Because I am your friend. Yes, Prabhu. So if I am your friend, I will give you how many waters? Only one variation of water. Why? Because he is my friend and I wish to benefit him. So Rupa Goswami has also said in Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, I am writing the book Suhridam Pramodaya for the welfare, for the joy of my Suhrit, the near and dear ones to me. For this reason, the bhakti which I will define will not be Madhyama or Kanishtha Bhakti, but only which bhakti? Uttama Bhakti. This thing we have to understand. The simple definition has so many details that if we try to explore all the angles of this one definition itself, it will take at least 4 or 5 hours. Simply sitting and reading commentary of Jiva Goswami for 4 and 5 hours to understand each and every aspect. Still, I am trying to cover little bit of it. Achha, one thing. First, there are three characteristics. First is Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. Shunya, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. Other desires should become what? Zero. Achha, other means what other? Other than bhakti. Desires other than what? Other than bhakti. So desires other than bhakti should become completely what? Shunya. Achha. Second thing, Jnana Karma Adi Anavritam. To avrit means to cover something. See here, if I cover something, this is called as avaran. Anavaran means to remove the covering. So bhakti should not be covered by some things. What should it not be covered by? First, it should not be covered by jnana. There are some people who are thinking, the bhakti is okay, but if you don't know Vedanta Sutra, what is the use? Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu. First learn Vedanta. Then you can understand what is bhakti. So if I say like this, my bhakti has become covered by what? Gyan. Some people are saying, there are many such people in India, bhakti is okay, par pehle karm karo acche se. Like, if you don't perform your duties nicely, what is the use of becoming a devotee? So such people, bhakti has become covered by what? Karma. Achha, there is also adi, etc. Some people's bhakti gets covered by jyotish. Bhakti is okay, but wear some rings. Naito, if some problem comes, then bhakti will not save you. Okay? So these people, bhakti is covered by adi. Adi means what? Etc. Adi includes jyotish, अष्टांग योग, एवरीथिंग अंडर द रूफ बिसाइड्स भक्ति इज कवर्ड अंडर द टर्म आदि. आई होप यू आर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड. अनावृतम, इट शुड नॉट बी कवर्ड बाय ऑल दिस फिलोसफी, विच मीन्स अ पर्सन कैन गिव लिटल इंपॉर्टेंस टू दिस फिलोसफीज बट नॉट मोर इंपॉर्टेंस एज कंपेयर टू विच भक्ति, उत्तमा भक्ति. सो उत्तमा भक्ति शुड बी प्रोमिनेंट इन द लाइफ ऑफ द डिवोटी. ऑल अदर फिलोसफीज शुड हैव अ लेसर पोजिशन इन द लाइफ ऑफ द डिवोटीज. एंड थर्ड कंडीशन, आनुकूल्यन कृष्ण अनुशीलनम. शीलनम मीन्स प्रैक्टिस. वॉट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ शीलनम? प्रैक्टिस. अनु मीन्स रिपीटेड. रिपीटेड प्रैक्टिस रिलेटेड टू होम? कृष्ण. कृष्ण अनुशीलनम. अच्छा, रिपीटेड प्रैक्टिस इन रिलेशन टू सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण. अच्छा, हाउ शुड दैट प्रैक्टिस बी? आनुकूल्यन, फेवरेबल. सो रिपीटेड फेवरेबल प्रैक्टिस इन रिलेशन टू कृष्ण, दिस इज डिफाइंड एज विच भक्ति? उत्तमा भक्ति. दीज थ्री कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स आर देयर. नाउ डियर डिवोटीज, इट शुड बी अंडरस्टूड दैट अमॉन्ग्स दीज थ्री कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स, अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम, ज्ञान कर्मादि अनावृतम, आनुकूल्येन कृष्णानुशीलनम, दीज थ्री कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स, टू कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स आर गौण लक्षण, सेकेंडरी कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स, एंड वन कैरेक्टरिस्टिक इज मुख्य लक्षण. मुख्य लक्षण मीन्स प्राइमरी कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स. नाउ वॉट इज गौण लक्षण एंड मुख्य लक्षण? फर्स्ट वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड, देन ओनली वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड दिस टेक्निकलिटी. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, समबडी आस्क्स मी, वेयर इज, हरे कृष्ण, ओके, मुख्य लक्षण एंड गौण लक्षण. समबडी आस्क्स मी, वेयर इज निताय चैतन्य प्रभुज होम? सो आई एंड अप गिविंग अ गौण लक्षण, सेकेंडरी कैरेक्टरिस्टिक. अरे, इट्स दैट होम ऑन विच यू सी मेनी पैरट्स आर देयर ऑन द रूफ, दैट इज निताय चैतन्य प्रभुज होम. अच्छा, टुमोरो इफ ऑल द पैरट्स फ्लाय अवे, विल इट नॉट रिमेन हिज होम? इट विल रिमेन हिज होम. आई होप यू आर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड. सो समटाइम्स वी डिफाइन समथिंग बाय अ गौण लक्षण. गौण लक्षण इज सेकेंडरी कैरेक्टरिस्टिक. Now, if you ask me, tell me the primary characteristic of Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu's home. So I will say primary characteristic is if the land deed is registered in his name and his nameplate is outside, that is his home. Because tomorrow, if that changes, then it will no longer remain his home. I hope you are able to understand. So there are some characteristics which are Mukhya Lakshan, some characteristics which are Gaun Lakshan. So there are two characteristics in the verse which are Gaun Lakshan, which means in some cases, not in all cases, some cases if these two characteristics are not present, then also it can be called which bhakti? Uttama bhakti. Which are these two characteristics? Anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karma adi anavritam. These two are secondary characteristics. For example, अन्याभिलाषित शून्यम. समटाइम्स अ डिवोटी मे डेवलप सम अन्याभिलाष. श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर गिव्स एन एग्जाम्पल. सपोज अ डिवोटी फेसेस अ लाइफ इमर्जेंसी, यू नो, सडनली ही इज वॉकिंग डाउन द स्ट्रीट एंड ही सीइंग अ ट्रक रशिंग टुवर्ड्स हिम, एंड सडनली ही शाउट्स आउट, कृष्णा प्लीज प्रोटेक्ट मी. दैट टाइम समबडी मे पॉज द सीन एंड आस्क द डिवोटी, ए हेलो, वॉट हैपन टू अन्याभिलाषित शून्यम? सो in emergency situations the first condition can be broken. I hope you are able to understand. So this first lakshan does not become mukhya lakshan, it becomes which lakshan? Gaun lakshan. Acha, sometimes jnana karma adi anavritam. Sometimes some devotees are seen in whom jnana is very prominent. For example, Navayogendras, very prominent jnanis, but still the Lord allows them to enter into Vaikuntha and render pure devotional service. So this characteristic also does not become primary characteristic. It becomes which characteristic? Secondary character, Gaun Lakshan. But the Mukhya Lakshan is the third one. Which is the Mukhya Lakshan? Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam. That service to Krishna should be repeated, not only one time. Because somebody may say, I rendered service one time, now I become Uttam Bhakta. One time I have offered a flower to Krishna with all my heart. So now, today, henceforth, I should be called which bhakta? Uttam bhakta, executing uttama bhakti. So no, not like that. Therefore, anushilanam, repeated practice. Achha, but anukulyena, favorably. Because previous authors, there were many authors previous to Rupa Goswami, one from Maharashtra, his name was Vopadev. He said, Are Kamsa also executed bhakti. Seriously, in his work, he has written, Mukta Phalam, he has written, Kamsa, Shishupal are also bhaktas. Actually, in the third canto, Maitreya in the beginning also ends up saying, actually all the asuras are also devotees. And this is one realization which Maitreya gives in the beginning of the third canto. I consider all those asuras who came to kill Krishna also as great devotees, because they have attained that same destination which is attained by the great devotees. So this opinion has been prevalent since long time, that the asuras are also devotees even though they are unfavorable towards Krishna. At least they are meditating upon him. But Rupa Goswami says, I don't agree with this. Even if it is Maitreya Rishi or anybody in the past, I don't agree with this. My clear opinion is that it should be which type of seva? Anukul seva. Anukul seva. Because we have to lay the foundation of a sampradaya. And laying the foundation of a sampradaya, we can't say, you know, throwing a brick at Krishna is also favorable devotionals. I say we can't say like that. I hope you are able to understand. So service to Krishna has to be of which type? Anukul seva. Anukulyena Krishnanu Shila. Achha. One last thing I want to. Jiva Goswami has given a very nice, deep hidden meaning behind this. See, one thing is still unresolved. I told you, service to Krishna is bhakti. But what about service to devotees of Krishna? That question also I will resolve. But before that, I want to ask you one question. See, in every complete sentence, there has to be at least one verb, kriya. Okay, can you, Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu, can you give me the smallest possible sentence in English? Smallest possible, complete sentence. I? In there also, there is one verb. What is that verb? Eat. Smallest sentence, I am. In this also, there is one verb. What is that verb? Am. Yeah. So there is at least how many verb has to be there in every sentence? One. Achha, in our definition, anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama, which is the term denoting activity? Anushilanam. So the verb in our definition is anushilanam. Remove anu, because anu means repeated. The verb is technically what? Shilanam. Shilanam is the verb in our particular definition. Okay. Now keeping this in mind, Jiva Goswami says, every verb, every kriya in the world has two aspects. Please repeat these two aspects after me. First aspect is known as vyapar. Second is called as phala. Okay, two aspects are there, vyapar and phala. Achha, what is vyapar? Every activity has many sub-activities involved in it. For example, let's take the activity cooking. Pachati, in Sanskrit is called pachati, cooking. What is the vyapar involved? Vyapar is taking a vessel, filling water, turning on the stove, adding spices, adding vegetables. Sorry, that is all. I am not an expert beyond that. Okay, and mixing it. This is vyapar. What is the phala you get? Cooked vegetable. What do you get as phala? Cooked vegetable. Achha, let's take another activity. Likhati, to write. What is the vyapar? Taking a pen, lifting it, putting it on paper, moving the hand. This is vyapar. What is the phala that you get? Creation of alphabets on the paper. I hope you are able to understand. Similarly, all verbs have vyapar and phala. Okay. Now, I want to ask one question. For example, I speak a sentence. Srimati Radharani is cooking. In your mind, what do you see? Do you see vyapar or do you see phala? I say, Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu is cooking. Visualize this in your mind. When I say is cooking, do you see vyapar or phala? So Jiva Goswami says, in bhakti also the most important thing is vyapar, not the phala. I hope you are able to understand. In bhakti also the most important thing is vyapar, not the phala. Just like in all kriyas, the most important thing is vyapar, not the phala. Similarly, in bhakti, the most important thing is the execution of bhakti, not the result of bhakti. Because between vyapar and phala, only one thing is in the hand of the devotee. What is in the hand of the devotee? Vyapar. What is not in the hand of the devotee? Phala. I hope you are able to understand. So devotee should take care of vyapar and Krishna will take care of phala. This is what Jiva Goswami says. Achha, finally, Jiva Goswami also says, but there is a big problem, because if we say Krishnanu Shilanam, then bhakti becomes in relation only to whom? Only to Krishna. What about service to devotees of Krishna? जीव गोस्वामी ब्रेक्स डाउन कृष्णानुशीलनम इन टू वेज. प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी दिस टू वेज. कृष्णानुशीलनम कैन मीन टू थिंग्स. फर्स्ट, कृष्ण अर्थम अनुशीलनम. सेकेंड, कृष्ण संबंधी अनुशीलनम. सो फर्स्ट इज कृष्ण अर्थम अनुशीलनम, सर्विस डायरेक्टली फॉर द सेक ऑफ कृष्ण इज कृष्णानुशीलनम. सेकेंड इज कृष्ण संबंधी अनुशीलनम, सर्विस टू एनी थिंग, नॉट ओनली एनी वन, सर्विस टू एनी थिंग रिलेटेड टू कृष्ण इज ऑल्सो नोन एज विच अनुशीलनम, कृष्णानुशीलनम. आई होप यू आर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, नाउ दिस इज अ माइक, टुडे इट बिकम्स डिफेक्टिव एंड समबडी कम्स एंड फिक्सेस इट, देन आई विल से बट दिस इज नॉट अ लिविंग एंटिटी, बट फिक्सिंग इट इज भक्ति और नॉट भक्ति? येस, बिकॉज इट इज कृष्ण संबंधी अनुशीलनम, देर फोर इट बिकम्स कृष्णानुशीलनम. एंड इफ आई डायरेक्टली ऑफर सर्विस टू द डीटी, देन इट बिकम्स विच अन कृष्ण अर्थम अनुशीलनम, देर फोर इट बिकम्स कृष्णानुशीलनम. सो कृष्णानुशीलनम ब्रेक्स डाउन इन टू वेज, कृष्ण अर्थम अनुशीलनम एंड कृष्ण संबंधी अनुशीलनम. फॉर इन दिस वे ऑल एक्टिविटीज गेट कवर्ड, बिकॉज अनुशीलन मीन्स प्रैक्टिस. यू कैन प्रैक्टिस हाउ मेनी एक्ट्स? वन एक्ट और एनी एक्ट इन द वर्ल्ड, एनी एक्ट इन द वर्ल्ड. सो अनुशीलन ऑल्सो हैज बीन चोजन इन सच अ वे दैट ऑल अदर क्रियाज ऑफ द वर्ल्ड आर इंक्लूडेड इन वन क्रिया. विच क्रिया? अनुशीलनम. अनुशीलन मीन्स रिपीटेड प्रैक्टिस. सो रिपीटेड प्रैक्टिस ऑफ एनी वर्ब इन द वर्ल्ड इन रिलेशन टू कृष्णा और इन रिलेशन टू एनीथिंग रिलेटेड टू कृष्णा, इफ इट इज परफॉर्म्ड आनुकूल्यन फेवरेबली, देन इट कैन पोटेंशियली बिकम नोन एज विच भक्ति? उत्तमा भक्ति. प्लस देर शुड बी टू अदर सेकेंडरी कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स, अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम एंड ज्ञान कर्म आदि अनावृतम. दिस डियर डिवोटीज इज द मियर बिगिनिंग ऑफ द यूनिक कंट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु विच इज अनर्पित चरिम चिरात, विच वॉज नेवर प्रीवियसली ऑफर्ड, नॉट इवन इन द नारद भक्ति सूत्रस, नॉट इन भगवद्गीता, नॉट इन श्रीमद भागवतम, नॉट एनी वेर एल्स डियर डिवोटीज. थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण.
If we consider activities of Agyat Sukruti, they can also be categorized in this, they can also fit in this definition.
Yeah, because Agyat Sukruti is when the person's intention is not present. Therefore, it is called Agyat. Gyat means intention is known. Agyat means intention is not known or not present. That is called as Agyat. So, that can be categorized as Bhakti. But it will not be categorized as Uttama Bhakti. Why? Because Rupa Goswami's definition is framed in such a way that little deviation and you fall from the standard of which Bhakti? Uttama Bhakti. So it can be categorized as Bhakti or Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti. But it will not fall in the textbook definition. I call it which definition? Textbook definition of Bhakti. Somebody says, Are such a high definition of Bhakti, 99% of the people will fall always outside the domain of this definition. So therefore I say one thing, even if 99% of the people most of the times fall outside the definition, still does not mean that the textbook definition should be changed. Suppose we have a textbook of mathematics and we have or physics, and there is a formula, and you say in real life this formula is very difficult to execute, so change the formula. So does the formula change just because in real life it is very difficult to, it doesn't change. So the textbook definition should remain textbook definition. The only concession that Rupa Goswami has given is he has made two characteristics as which characteristics? Gaun Lakshan. Bas. Take this much discount coupon and be happy in life.
Now, I was thinking this, having this Shraddha and then doing activity, the Shraddha part is not included in the definition. Because otherwise, then Agyat Sukriti will also fall into this definition, because only Shraddha is lacking or that Jnana is lacking. So it will also dilute the definition that way.
Yeah, no, Shraddha, not only Shraddha, but Krishna Anushilan, Krishna Artham Anushilanam, directly aimed at Krishna. That Artham, which means one's intention is to aim the service directly towards whom? Towards Krishna. So Agyat Sukriti is therefore हाँ इट इज एक्सक्लूडेड फ्रॉम द डेफिनेशन. वाई? बिकॉज अज्ञात सुकृति डजेंट ऑलवेज फॉल इन द कैटेगरी ऑफ उत्तमा भक्ति. उत्तमा भक्ति मीन्स पर्सन नोज क्लियरली आई एम रेंडरिंग सर्विस टू कृष्णा और डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्णा और एनी ऑब्जेक्ट रिलेटेड टू कृष्णा.
Said that the other desire should be zero and there should be no covering of jnana. So when we say that other desire should be zero, automatically this is covered, no? That karma jnana should not be there. Why two times it
is? Oh, very nice. So this is Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if anyabhilashita shunyam, why not also say jnana karma adi api shunyam? Why put a little bit of emphasis on jnana and karma? So the reason is that Srila Rupa Goswami says later, भक्ति प्रवेशाय उपयोगिता. इन ऑर्डर टू एंटर इन टू द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति लिटल कर्म लिटल ज्ञान इज नीडेड. बिकॉज इफ अ पर्सन हैज जीरो नॉलेज ऑफ कर्म जीरो ज्ञान देन हाउ विल दे एंटर इन टू भक्ति. फॉर एग्जाम्पल वन शुड नो लिटल बिट ऑफ कर्म. लिटल बिट ऑफ कर्म मीन्स वैदिक कर्म. विच कर्म? वैदिक कर्म. वन वैदिक कर्म नित्य कर्म इज एवरी मॉर्निंग वी शुड टेक अ बाथ. नाउ दिस इज नित्य कर्म. नित्य कर्म एवरी मॉर्निंग टेक अ बाथ. So nitya karma, if a person does not even know this, ki every morning I have to take a bath, so can that person enter into bhakti and perform activities? So many, if you, he needs to know little bit of bhakti in order to enter in, little bit of karma in order to enter into uttama bhakti. Little gyan also he needs. What little gyan he needs? He needs a little knowledge of who is Krishna, what is my relationship with Krishna. All this tiny bit of gyan is also needed. What is the material world? What is maya? Tiny bit of gyan is needed, but this gyan should not overpower bhakti. Therefore, instead of saying gyan karma adi shunyam, he is saying gyan karma adi anavritam. Because gyan karma adi shunyam means, here Baba, zero gyan, zero karma means person with zero knowledge can directly end. No, little knowledge is needed. Little karma, little knowledge of what activities in relation to Krishna, that little Vedic karma should also be known. Taking a bath, chanting Gayatri, chanting mantras, some karma is needed for entering into bhakti. So this, therefore he has called this anavritam. Acha. Now an objection arises, which means bhakti becomes dependent on what? Karma and gyan. I hope you are able to understand. Huh? So then bhakti's independent nature is lost. To which I say no. Actually, although in the beginning, little gyan and little karma is required, but learning that karma or gyan also requires bhakti. Why so? It is given in the shastra. Yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha gurav. First one must have bhakti in one's guru, then only one learns this karma and gyan. So first comes bhakti in guru, then one learns a tiny bit of karma and gyan, then one gains bhakti towards Lord Krishna. So that is why bhakti comes first, gyan and karma come afterwards.
Prabhuji, Narad Muni and all these definitions which you told initially, they were also Uttam Bhaktas. So why they are not giving this Uttama Bhakti definition? Means why they are giving something diluted?
Oh, very nice. That is the entire purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The entire purpose of his appearance is that we now want to cover each and every aspect of bhakti with no aspect left behind, but only Uttama Bhakti. See, Narad Muni has covered those aspects also which are not falling under the category of Uttama. Because Katha Adishu, Puja Adishu, Anuragaha, attachment to Puja of Bhagavan is bhakti. Now somebody may be attached to Puja because he wants to kill his enemy. I hope you are able to understand. So I am attached to worshipping the Lord because tomorrow I will cast some black magic and, you know, kill my enemy. Maran, Tadan, Uchatan, all this. So this is not Uttama Bhakti actually. So all other aspects of bhakti have been covered by Narad Muni and other previous acharyas, Kapil Muni especially in the third canto. But Rupa Goswami is very categorically saying, I want to, from wherever Uttama Bhakti starts, from that point onwards, everywhere above that, I want to cover all those aspects of bhakti. Because this has not been covered previously. And this is the nature of Krishna bhakti as well as Krishna. Nobody understands it fully. Different devotees only explain different parts of it. Krishna Bhakti, just like Krishna, is Sarvakarshini. It is so unlimited that everybody is attracted, but nobody is able to completely define it. So Rupa Goswami also sets the limits very clearly. Rupa Goswami doesn't say, I will now define Kanishtha Bhakti. Because if he starts defining that, then there will be another textbook simply in defining what is Kanishtha Bhakti. So Rupa Goswami also knows that some borders have to be set if I have to give a proper definition. So his border is that I will define which Bhakti only? Uttama Bhakti. That's it. Okay. Yeah.
So, I think Prabhuji, you had earlier talked about Hridaya Kantare Spurattuva Sachinandana. Let Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear or be present in the core of everybody's heart. And you explained how when Lord Chaitanya becomes present, bad qualities like anger, all those vanish. But one thing I'd like to add, when personality like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda becomes present in one's heart, all the offenses disappear. So, and that is mentioned in Navadvipa Mahatmya by Srila Bhaktivinod. I think that is, so then chanting becomes very easy, simple, and there are no offenses.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for explaining the definition in detail. I was just curious because in one reading, I was reading that Anyabhilashita Shunyam and Jnana Karmadi Anavratama, instead of saying Gauda Lakshan, it says Tatastha Lakshan. And Anukulyana Krishna Anushilanam is Swarup Lakshana. Swarup Lakshana is innate characteristic, and Tatastha is boundary, boundary characteristic. So how do we...
This is in old Nyaya school, they used to call Mukhya and Gaun Lakshan. And since Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya started the new Nyaya school, they started calling it Swarup Lakshan and Tatastha Lakshan. So they refined the names. But what it is basically, if you ask a Nyaya Shastri, he will say it's just another way of saying Mukhya Lakshan and Gaun Lakshan. And I told you what is Mukhya and Gaun. Mukhya means it has to be always present inherently within the object which is being defined. That is called as Mukhya Swarup Lakshan. It has to be within the Swarup of. And Tatastha means boundary. Sometimes it touches, sometimes it doesn't touch. Therefore, the Nyaya Shastri call it which Lakshan? Gaun Lakshan means secondary characteristics. That is what it. Previously, there was one school of Nyaya, which was old school of Nyaya. Gautam Rishi wrote Nyaya Sutras. Then there came one Mayavadi. His name was Shri Harsh. He said these Vaishnavas always use Nyaya Shastra to defeat Advaitvadis. What I will do is, inke paon ke niche ki jameen hi khich leta hu, I will destroy Nyaya Shastra itself. So he wrote one book, Khandana Khanda Khadyam, in which he destroyed all principles of Nyaya Shastra. Khanda Khadya means Mishri. तो खंडन की मिश्री खिलाओ अपने वैष्णव प्रतिद्वंदी को. इसके लिए ही रोट अ बुक खंडन खंड खाद्यम. उसमें ही रोट वन फॉर एग्जांपल ही गेव. अच्छा यू वैष्णव से शब्द प्रमाण. अच्छा व्हाट हाउ डज गौतम ऋषि डिफाइन शब्द प्रमाण. सो गौतम ऋषि हैज सेड आप्तोपदेश शब्द टेस्टिमोनी ऑफ एन अथॉरिटी इज कॉल्ड एज विच प्रमाण शब्द प्रमाण. सो श्री हर्ष गिव्स वितंडा गिव्स खंडन. अच्छा युधिष्ठिर भी तो झूठ बोलता है कि नहीं. If Yudhishthir can speak a lie, then anybody can speak a lie. Khandanam. So, Shabda Praman is khandit. So, then, ab Shabda Praman khandit ho gaya, so what will Vaishnava prove? Nothing remaining to prove. Everything is disproved. So, he directly attacked the root of Vaishnava philosophy, which is principles of logical debate. Then came Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. No problem. I will reverse this. So, Navya Nyaya. That school is called as which Nyaya? Navya Nyaya. Navya Nyaya, what they did, they refined the definitions. And then they are saying, Shabda Praman is of two types. Paurusheya Shabda Praman and Apaurusheya. Paurusheya means which is spoken by a human being, which is subject to four defects. But there is also another type of Shabda Praman, which is known as Apaurusheya, which is directly spoken by the Lord emanating, the four Vedas are emanating from his breathing. So that is known as which Shabda Praman? Apaurusheya, which will never be subject to four defects, because Lord Vishnu never lies. That's it. Khandanam. I hope you are able to understand. So, this all, so in the Navya Nyaya school, they refined, they started calling it Swarup Lakshan and Tatastha Lakshan. Otherwise, old school names are Mukhya Lakshan and Gaun Lakshan. That is what it is called. Simple. Okay, Prabhu? Okay. Do we have time or should we end here?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, Lord Shiva also says, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Tasma.
Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Okay.
That is also given definition by Lord Shiva.
See, that is not definition. That is definition of which is the topmost worship. Aradhananam sarvesham, which aradhanam param? Vishnur aradhanam param. So what is the topmost worship? Worship of Lord Vishnu. Then he contradicts his previous statement and says, tasmat parataram, but more greater than that is tadiyanam samarchanam. These are verses wherein the author gives a purvapaksh and later he somehow in some way contradicts the purvapaksh. For example, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, samoham sarva bhuteshu na me dveshyosti na priya. Immediate next line, ye bhajanti tu man bhaktya. But next line mein he puts a tu, but jo, however. So previous line ka contradiction is happening in the next line. Yes, Prabhuji.
Prabhu, this these qualities is natural when the soul is very pure and our process is for purification. But same time we see that this becomes very exclusive, that it's only for us. Because Rupa Goswami has said, so I'm thinking about all other sampradayas who are also doing sincere bhakti. So how do we see that? Because when we know this, we think, oh, this is something only I know about it. Others are, they don't know about uttama. So there is an element of some type of disrespect.
Well, the thing is, in the definition of uttama bhakti, Rupa Goswami has not said ki this is only for us. He has said, in general, anybody who executes this, irrespective of sampradaya, can become an uttama bhakta. One more thing, Rupa Goswami has also given wholesale acceptance to another sampradaya in his Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu. There is a verse which says, when he is defining Raganuga Bhakti, he says, Pushti margataya kaschid iyam raganugochyate. What I called Raganuga Bhakti, some other Vaishnavs called as which mark? Pushti marg. And what I called as Vaidhi Bhakti, that same Vaishnavas call it as Maryada marg. So in Sri Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, what is known as Maryada marg is called by us as which marg? Vaidhi marg. And what is known by them as Pushti marg is known by us as which marg? Raganuga marg. So this is very simple. Pushti means spontaneous nourishment of bhakti is called as what? Pushti. And Maryada means restricted nourishment of bhakti is called as Maryada. There is nothing but Vaidhi and Raganuga. Very simple. So he has not made the book exclusive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has given acceptance to another sampradaya without mentioning the name of the founder. Because this is an intelligent way of doing something. Mentioning the name of the philosophy without mentioning the name of the person who founded the philosophy. And anybody else who falls within those definitions will fall in the category of Uttama Bhakti irrespective of sampradaya. So there is no sampradaya agraha in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, because for two reasons. Because he has not made any statement that it is only for us. Although he wrote in Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, I am writing for the pleasure of my near and dear ones. But he never restricted anybody from reading the book. And most important thing is the commentator is very important. The commentator Jiva Goswami was fanning the author when the book was being written. It's a very important thing because sometimes a book is written thousands of years ago, commentator comes thousands of years later, there is no physical connection between the author and the commentator. For example, Bhagavatam 5000 years ago, Sridhar Swami 1000 years ago. So there is a gap of 4000 years between the text and the commentator. But Rupa Goswami, composer of the text, Jiva Goswami is fanning him as he writes the text. So on the spot, Jiva Goswami is asking doubts. So it is the best commentator is he who got all his doubts resolved on the spot by the author of the book. Therefore, this book and its commentary have a very unique place. And in all other sampradayas, if you go and ask what is definition of bhakti, many other sampradayas are quoting this definition. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. And that definition has been ornamented in such a way by Jiva Goswami. Because when the definition was being written, Jiva Goswami must have asked everything from all points of view to Rupa Goswami as to why you are writing this definition of Uttama Bhakti. So, and therefore he brought it out in the commentary. And this definition is a universal definition. Any corner of the world, you can go and ask for a definition which is 360 degree definition of bhakti. We will not find any definition besides the one given by Rupa Goswami. It is now embossed in history that it was Rupa Goswami who wrote the 360 degree complete definition of Uttama Bhakti. Now that is a fact. Now we can take immense pride in that fact without showing others down. That is what we can do. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.